talking Iowa baseball, specifically Iowa baseball here in Indianola with pitcher Duncan Davitt. Duncan, thank you very much for joining us. I wanted to talk about preparing for this season. Coming off a freshman season where Iowa baseball obviously had a lot of momentum moving forward, talk about the offseason preparing for this season kind of before all this happened.
Yeah, well, first of all, thanks for having me on. Yeah, obviously last season didn't finish out the way we wanted to. We went in the last few weekends with a lot of momentum, as you said, but couldn't quite close it out. Had a couple rough weekends and then went into the tournament, tried to make some noise, but didn't quite get it done there either. And then went into the off season knowing we'd have a lot of good guys coming back and a lot of good incoming freshmen and junior college players coming in to help us out a little bit. And so we just went into the off season knowing that we could do even better than we did last year. And it looked as if we were going to be going that direction. But so as far as like what we did over the off season, we just really hit hard some of the mechanical stuff for pitching. Specifically, we got a new pitching coach, Robin Lund, who has a lot of experience with biomechanics and things like that. So he has a really good grasp of exactly what pitchers' movements should look like. So we just really hit hard with that, tried to learn to throw harder, and just throw better in general. So the entire team just really, really hit the offseason hard as best they could, knowing that we could be top of the Big Ten, if not more than that this year.
Well, now at the beginning of the season, like you said, it felt like the guys were, using the end of last season, kind of carrying that on forward, and there was some early season success. I know lots of travel for you guys as well.
Yeah.
So talk about that early season and just, A, trying to, prepare for the rest of the season. B, 1 week you're in Florida, next week you're in California. It's just kind of a lot.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of the way that Iowa baseball has been. I mean, we don't really get an opportunity to play at home for about a month, so we'll go to Florida and then California, back to Florida. We went up to Minnesota even just to play in the U.S. Bank Stadium, so we're trying to go into some warmer areas, so obviously that's going to be a lot of travel, but, our guys kind of take it in stride. They do what they can as far as schoolwork and then trying to get all their training and eating right and all the other stuff. So, but those trips are so much fun. I mean, just going new places, going someplace warm and, the middle of Iowa, February's and things like that. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of hard work, but it's all worth it in the end, especially with the success we were having this early in the season.
Well, with all that success, I know spirits were high, but then walk me through kind of that day where it just kind of, the house fell down. It felt like on every athletics program in the nation where you were. What happened when you got the word that the season would be canceled?
Yeah, so that weekend we were actually scheduled to go out to, I believe it was Northridge in California. So we were supposed to fly out of Iowa City, or out of Cedar Rapids, I should say, we were supposed to leave Iowa City about 2:30 or 3, but we ended up finding out that we weren't going to travel that weekend at about, I'd say, 1:30 or 2. So they just sat us down at about 4 and said they don't really have a lot of information at this point. We'll try and figure out exactly what the season's going to look like, but for now, just kind of try and keep up with everything that you need to be doing for next weekend, because at that point we were still supposed to play. But then later, literally about 30 minutes after that meeting, we get called back in and find out that our season had just been canceled by the Big Ten. And then later we obviously find out that the NCAA is canceling the season as well. So I mean, it all just kind of came in fast. Like within 3 to 5 hours, it's basically all over for that year.
Well, and I talked to some of the Indianola grads that I know at Simpson College, and they spoke of it being a very emotional meeting. I mean, it was kind of everything you've worked for this season did come to a close. So kind of talk about your perspective there and some of your interactions with your teammates once you found out the news.
Yeah, it was for sure a really solemn meeting, I'd say. But I think a lot of the guys that were going to be coming back next year just really felt horrible for the guys that might have been losing their seasons, might have been losing the last year that they get to play. Obviously, looking back now, it's we know that a lot of the seniors get a chance to come back, but then you have to think about, well, who might not get to come back and who might not get to come back that were supposed to come back because of a lot of the people returning and things like that. So, I mean, it's just a lot of uncertainty. Some of the interactions would have just been like just thanking some of the seniors that were there and just saying that you're sorry and that they weren't going to get their last chance. But obviously now we know they do get that chance, which is really great, and I think it's going to come back and really help us out next year. But just going through that time is just kind of really scary knowing that, like, dang, it could really all just be over that fast.
Yeah, and talk about your staying in communication with your teammates. I know that coaches are trying to keep everybody on track despite obviously gyms being closed and facilities being closed, but working out in this summer and trying to stay in contact with the guys.
Yeah, so we've got group chats and things like GroupMe, Snapchat, things like that, so we're all just trying to – we try and stay as much in contact as we can, try and get some like video games, things like that, just kind of sending messages saying what we're doing, what kind of workouts we've been able to do. Like you said, all the gyms closed. I know that Brendan Schur and I both have done like at home gyms. Like, so a lot of guys are doing a lot of different things, but we're getting a lot of Zoom meetings in with all the team, with the whole team, a lot of group text messages, things like that. So we're trying to stay in contact as best we can. And a lot of different mediums.
Well, and then last question before we let you go is I wanted to talk, this affects summer baseball. I know everybody kind of gets their assignments and no one's quite sure what's there for now, I guess. What have you heard about some of those summer baseball teams?
Yeah, so I know that a lot of guys on our team were actually scheduled to go to the Cape on Cape Cod in the New England area. We were supposed to go there on a lot of different temporary contracts, so maybe go out there for a couple weeks and then hopefully get an invite to stick around. But since all the seasons are ending, there's not going to be the opportunity for a lot of those guys because these temporary contracts are basically placeholders for people that are expected to be in places like the College World Series or maybe get drafted or things like that. But now that the draft might get cut down, or now that we know that there's no postseason, assuming that summer ball even occurs, we wouldn't have those spots open because of these guys that aren't going to be preoccupied. So a lot of scrambling has been going on, trying to get a lot of our own guys that were kind of kicked out of the Cape Cod into different summer leagues around the country, like the Northwoods or the Prospect League, things like that. So hopefully we get the opportunity to go play, but as of right now, it's just a lot of scrambling, trying to find people, places to play.
Well, thank you very much for joining us, and obviously, fingers crossed for this summer.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.